just talked to Abby on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing, baby, come on home. I can't hold out. I can't hold out too long.
I'm Emily, and I'm the Lone Holdout. And today was a day of doing lots of things I thought I would never do. And for anyone who tuned into my Craigslist wrap-up podcast that I did with Frankie and Nina, you heard me read my honest ad, where I said I'm no great outdoorsman, and that I'll never suggest that we go camping. And this was a week where I suggest that we'd go camping. And I also brought in someone who is a bit of an archetype on dating websites. This guy friended me on Facebook, and when I went to look at his profile, it said he had a girlfriend. Luckily, we got past that, and I bring him to you. He is a podcaster in his own right, a stand-up comedian. He does some other stuff. He dances like a retarded Muppet. His name is Christian Huey. Hi, Christian.
Hi, how are you?
So he's here with me, and we decided to go camping.
You did. Well, you decided.
I decided. I asked him if he liked camping. He said, bitch, I am an Eagle Scout.
Right, I did.
Exactly.
And I don't want to go camping, but you want to, so let's go ahead and do it.
Which is good, because the problem with me camping is that I don't know what to do. It's not that I don't want to. The thing with being outdoors with me is that you get to a certain point where you stop caring about your hygiene.
Right.
You kind of stop caring.
She's already way beyond where she...
wicked gross, guys. You stop caring about the fact that you're sweaty, that you've got on sunscreen and bug spray, and that you're just gross as hell. And then you start enjoying yourself. You have to get past that plateau. And I think we got there today.
Yeah, so, it took about 30 minutes.
I was wicked gross immediately.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about the place we're at?
Sure. We're at a place called Long's Fishing and Digging Camp, which is in Kingsland, Texas, right?
Maybe you can hear the ambiance. It is almost 9:30, and we got some cicadas.
Cicadas. Is it? I thought it was cicadas.
I've always heard it cicadas.
You're probably right.
All right.
All right.
So this place, you've been here before.
Many times.
And it was just the place you thought of to go, I guess.
Yeah, no, I've been here many, many, many times. And one of the reasons I always came here was because it didn't matter if Texas was in a drought, because since this is privately owned, they would come deliver you free firewood no matter what. You could have a fire.
So there are other places that would keep you from having a fire.
Yeah, if they're not privately owned.
Yeah.
Right. Also, we have peacocks.
There are peacocks. There are a lot of animals.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some adorable baby goats.
Yeah, definitely.
We saw peacocks that were in the goat pen that wanted to be in charge of the goat pen.
So true.
That was adorable. We had... there's some cows. They're all right.
Kind of assholes, actually.
Little wiener dogs. What do you mean they're assholes?
No,
there was one
assholes
that wandered through our camp.
And it pooped on her, in our campsite.
I didn't notice. Okay, well, why'd you have to go and tell me that?
Well, asshole.
I mean, like, whatever. Some cats, some raggedy-looking cats. One mule.
Why are we here?
What?
Why are we here? Why are we here at Long's Fishing and Digging Camp? Oh, no, that's a legitimate question.
Are you getting philosophical right now? You pick
a little bit.
Uh-huh. Other dreams that came true today. I've always wanted to do a podcast about food and beverages, and the things that came to mind were, one, Cronuts, and two, Four Loko. And both of these dreams...
What did first show ask me that?
Both of these dreams have come true today.
I'm sorry, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Stop it. Both of these dreams have come true today. I went out with Fernando the Nervous Mexican, friend of the show, also Sam, my twin brother, his wife and daughter, on a search for Cronuts this morning. And Austin, being kind of a hipster, douchey town, provided. I went to a real hoity-toity bakery. We had to wait until their second batch of Cronuts, the first morning set, was sold out.
Because you weren't good enough for the A-team. Is that what I'm hearing?
I guess so.
Right.
And so we had to call ahead and make sure they reserved 10 Cronuts for us. And they told us the total. And I've gotten real good at pretending like I'm not shitting my guts out when somebody tells me something that costs more than I thought it was going to. 10 Cronuts, $50.
What?
stone face. So I had one. It was all right. But Christian, you have not had these?
No.
All right. So let's get you a cronut. We've got we got a few left. I don't know how they are from having been sitting in like the car all day.
Great.
All right.
They'll be worth it.
Check this shit.
God damn it.
All right.
All right. Been in my fucking car for 5 hours.
That is gross.
Okay. Is this one?
Is this one?
It looks weird. I don't know.
It's upside down.
Oh, there. That makes sense.
It's got like frosting and stuff on top. We've actually got...
Oh!
Is it disgusting? You're about to drop some...
No.
You're about to drop a very cream on
yourself. Oh, shit. I just dropped cream on me. I'm sorry.
Now, we might sound a little punchy because the other dream that's coming true tonight for... Loco.
Oh, man.
Because it seems that...
Oh, my God.
I'll get your reactions in a second. It seems that so many people I have on the podcast are non-drinkers. Frankie, non-drinker. Tycho, non-drinker. Ryan, who is on the one episode, non-drinker. Hector, non-drinker. Where am I going to find someone who will just drink some fucking Four Loko with me?
This guy.
This guy. Christian, you found some Four Loko.
I did.
And I thought maybe it would be difficult to find. You said you just went to a gas station.
Yeah, I know,
and it was there. And you found four flavors.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
This shit is everywhere, by the way.
This shit is everywhere. The Bavarian cream from inside the cronut. I'm just holding mine and, vamping. You know, I'll bite into it in a second. I've had one earlier, you know.
It's so goopy.
Oh my God, it's so goopy.
It's so goopy.
It's so what nasty. Can you tell me? Girl, you nasty. So, my sister-in-law, Becky, described this as if a croissant and a donut had a baby together. Now, she had been watching lots of television shows where they were talking about cronuts. I had been listening to lots of podcasts where they were talking about cronuts. And I decided it was time for me to have a croissant donut. So, it's happened. So, what is this oh my god reaction that's taking me away from the mic for minutes?
No, so I think it's more like a Bavarian cream pie just... came into a donut.
Came.
Just came in the sexual sense.
Oh my God.
Just like ejaculated into a donut.
It's Bavarian cream ejaculated into a donut.
That's exactly what it's like. It's just all over.
You are having a chocolate almond flavor. I'm having, it's just got some cinnamon on it. Both have Bavarian cream on the inside.
And now outside.
And now outside because they're...
On my face. It's everywhere.
Just came on your face.
It did.
All right. So, Christian, I mentioned that you're a podcaster. Why don't you tell us about your podcast?
Right.
I listened to an episode, but you weren't.
An episode, but I wasn't in that one?
It was the last episode that you guys did.
That was a long
you came
time
in
ago.
Like half in,
yeah,
halfway in.
Well, thanks for trying. Chicken Fried Radio, we ran pretty strong from 2005 to about 2010, petered out for a little while, and. Our whole thing was just finding the craziest stories that we could on the internet.
What is the funniest thing y'all ever did?
The horse fucker.
Uh-huh.
Certainly the horse. Well, that and also probably, let me think about this. How do you call it?
Well, tell me about the horse fucker. What
well,
do you
there
think
you
about
go.
It?
No, that's a big thing. So, there was this guy in Washington State who apparently had a club where he would have people over and they would pay a small fee. And they would fuck or be fucked. I can say that here, right?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay, right.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Cunt. Keep going.
Okay, can I get something off your face right there, Emily?
Do I have Bavarian cream on my face?
You do.
It's a good look.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm beyond caring about hygiene, remember?
Yeah, I know, we're camping.
Horse
so
fucking.
They would either fuck or be fucked by various animals, specifically horses. One of these people, I forget his name,
but
you can look him up.
I'm talking about mouthful. Other animals were an option.
Yeah.
Like what, bears?
No.
Like what, dogs?
Pigs.
Pigs was the other
dogs.
Option?
I don't know, I'm making that up. I have no idea.
Okay.
I know horses was their main
okay. All right.
Thing on the menu.
Okay.
And this, and they videotaped all these escapades, and the guy who ran this thing, he was getting fucked by this horse, as like that, making that sound, and he did.
He's making a hand gesture, too.
I did.
Don't know, I don't know if that adds to the ambiance, though, so.
No, when you talk about it. Just kidding. So, he ended up in the hospital, and his colon was perforated, and he died.
Wasn't there a documentary about this guy?
Yes.
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 Horsefucker.
Yes.
the movie.
That's Horsefucker the movie.
Colon and the word colon.
Right.
Colon the
It's
movie.
A great date movie. You should really... I recommend it.
No, really. What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. I don't know if it's,
okay,
it's called
so
Horsefucker.
Horsefucker the movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that was one of our earliest stories that we talked about.
So you peaked early, and then it sucked from for the next 7 years.
Well, we don't you don't have to say that immediately.
I've only heard one episode.
No, I know that. No, we had a few other things that you know, just some weird other phenomena. Like there was this woman in Amsterdam who was an artist, and she made her own beer. And she made her own beer by fermenting the yeast from her vagina.
I didn't know that kind of thing could be separated from other
It turns out, and you still have a big gob of chocolate on your face. But she and
but
she's
not going to kiss it off. Give me a
she's,
break.
Oh, look at this.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so it was called a...
we met on OKCupid,
guys.
It's
true. And we've, okay. Yeah, so it was called...
No sexual tension.
No.
Give us a couple of more formal
I'm trying to remember the name of the beer. It was called IPB. Oh, fuck me. I'm trying to remember
Big
now.
Gob on your face.
No, me?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
No,
it was called... Pussy... Oh, hold on. Internet... I think it was called IPB. International Pussy Beer. Okay.
Is that supposed to be a Bill Cosby?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Bill Cosby.
Uh-huh.
You didn't buy that, did you?
That's pretty bad.
It's not that good?
No.
Okay, because the kids today, they got the Porsche and the bear. But, I don't know, I'm just going to stop. That's fine. But that's...
Now, I think there was an episode of The Cosby Show where they talked about...
Pussy beer?
No, not... No, not the ugly sweaters, and not the pudding, and not the Jello, and not the pussy
beer. Well, what's the damn fucking point of the show, then?
No. This time he was talking about something you really want presented in an unattractive way. And what he was talking about was a delicious steak with potatoes and corn on the cob presented to you on a trash can lid.
Why are you telling me this?
Because it became kind of relevant a few years ago when Britney Spears stepped out of the limo, and you could see her puss, you know. She
I remember
it.
That.
Yeah.
Keep
so, someone...
Listeners, just a short moment, listeners.
Oh, my God.
Just a short moment,
oh
listeners.
Just,
it had to be done.
He was wiping my face. Mm. Anyway, when she stepped out of the limo and you could see her little lady bits, and it was something people have been waiting for a long time, but it was presented in such an unattractive way.
Yeah.
It was like steak on a garbage can lid. And that became kind of a staple to my life.
The steak on a garbage can lid?
Steak on a garbage can lid.
Is that
lid.
What we just had tonight?
It was basically what we had tonight.
Are you telling me?
Now, the reason I brought Christian along, or he brought me along, was that I said, I cannot do an outdoor activity unless I've got someone who knows what they're doing. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I can't come out here and... What do I do next? Okay, I'm in the wilderness. Now what? So you're...
Podcast.
You're an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tell me about that.
I was a virgin until 17, so that's why.
Yes. Oh, 16 for me.
Okay. So, you know, basically, you know,
I don't know
I was...
that that's really something to be... pointing out.
No. And
if
I was
you
just...
was like 27, then yeah.
Yeah, and that's true.
Or 14.
True
you
that.
Have to be one of the two ends
extremes.
Of the spectrum, yeah.
Right. No, that was pretty normal. No, I was
so now you're just bragging.
I don't know what am I bragging about? No,
about
the fact
getting,
that I was
getting laid at 17? Tell me about
getting
laid at 17.
It was nice to be laid, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it was maybe better to, I was an Eagle Scout. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Eagle Scout, thing, and had a
and
camp or whatever,
right?
and yes.
That was gross, sorry.
That was my prize. They were like, oh, congratulations, here's your patch.
And now you get laid.
And now go back in that room and get laid.
You get the fuck patch.
Right, you get the fuck patch, and that's it. And then you're gone from the Boy Scouts, because why would you ever want to go back again?
It's an arrow of light, and the arrow is your penis.
That's true. And you're never back again.
But you know what to do. So luckily...
What do you mean? The arrow of light?
I'm talking about when you get to a campsite.
Well, that's what I'm trying.
Yeah, so that's why I brought you. You know what to do. So we went hiking. Would you consider it that? I don't know. We walked around the campgrounds. We saw the aforementioned goats.
We did.
Who were pretty fucking adorable. They would not let us pet them.
We got eat them.
We got to pet a few nanny goats. They were cute. We looked at some ratty-ass cats. It was all right as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Well, we trudged through the Lake LBJ for a while, too, trying to get to this giant granite rock that I've scrambled to the top of many times, and we weren't able to quite pull it off today.
No, I was not told that there would be water play.
Right, so. Right.
I would have brought a swimsuit if I had known we were getting wet.
Right.
But
that part didn't happen.
Because I asked him, I said, what do I need to bring? Bug spray? Do I need to bring sunblock? He said, yeah, that and a coat,
right.
Toilet paper,
right.
Paper towels, and you're good. He did not mention flashlights.
So this is my fault now. I brought flashlights.
Are you the man in the situation?
I am.
Then it's your fault.
Well, I see.
Could have brought a swimsuit and flashlights. We could have been...
Well, I'm supposed to buy you a swimsuit now.
I didn't say anything about buying. It's just a matter of bringing it.
That's true.
And then where were we at where there was all the dirt and the machines?
I don't know, man.
What is that exactly? That's a new thing.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we were exploring this place called Long's Fishing and Digging here in Kingsland, Texas. And apparently they're doing a lot of construction. And we're walking. And we see this giant pit where there's all this construction. And we're like, oh, fuck it. Let's just... get into this crane.
And we did. We got into a big digger. Took some pictures. Check the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? I don't know.
I don't know. A backhoe?
Sure.
Yeah.
We got in that as well. Pictures of that. Someone had left it unlocked. Not only that, left their hard hat.
Idiots.
We look so amazing.
Yeah.
We look so hardcore with our dirty feet and our sweaty hair.
I know. Like, I belong to a union now just because of that.
Yeah, totally. Getting paid.
Right. Now, that's pretty fucking sweet. It's really cool. Don't tell on us. Like, please.
Are we going to get arrested?
We could.
Are we allowed to have Four Loko on the...
on the show?
On the show? Well, I don't think that has anything to do with legality.
No, no. I mean, I got a girl in trouble drinking Four Loko on one of my shows.
You got a girl in trouble.
I did.
That's a euphemism for getting a girl pregnant,
that's another story, but that didn't happen this time.
I've gotten in trouble myself.
Really? What happened there? How did that turn out?
Oh, well, all listeners to the podcast know about my number of children, the number being three.
Oh, anyway, good job getting laid three times, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations, Shayla.
Right.
So, tell me about getting a girl fucked up on Four
Loko. Yeah, all right. So, you know, Chicken Fried Radio is the podcast that I, co-hosted for many years.
It's available on iTunes, y'all. What would you consider it over or just on hiatus?
It's on hiatus. It's just on hiatus. We're waiting for the right time to get it back together. We got about 120, 130 episodes right now. But,
Because you guys gained some local fame to the point
we did.
This podcast, I'm sorry to tell you, has no fame. I have about 20 listeners per week. I am competing with a video game podcast that also gets about 20 listeners per week. And they've only put out 8 episodes in a period of about 2 years.
Yeah, fuck them, huh?
Right. Fuck that rage quit. But so so this is not a platform.
Are they called rage quit?
Rage quit.
Oh.
This is not a platform for personal fame. So I don't know that... I hope that's not why you came on. Because this is not going to get you a lot of notoriety.
Well, no, I think I made this very clear. This is a rape and murder thing.
Right. Because... So Christian picked me up from a bowling alley. Anyone who's listened to the Big Lebowski, Fernando and Sam reunion mini episode knows that we went to a bowling alley hoping it was Lebowski themed and it was not so much. So Christian came soon after and we were making lots of rape and murder jokes, which make Fernando the nervous Mexican even more nervous. He was very nervous about my personal safety.
Was he really?
Did you see his face?
Well, I know, but I don't know how to judge him. I don't know him. Was he really nervous?
Oh my God. So nervous.
I feel terrible.
He's Fernando the Nervous Mexican.
Okay.
It's in the definition. Chicken Fried Radio, Four Loko, go.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You were telling a story
that.
And I
Okay, so we did
that's
a...
That's how I cue you.
Yeah, thanks for that. We did a series of live shows in the summer of 2012. And one of our guest hosts was Carissa McAtee, who is on KLBJ Radio in Austin, Texas. She's a good friend of mine. And on one of the shows, one of my co-hosts, T.E., decided that he was going to give her a Four Loko. And in the old days, Four Loko had not just alcohol, 12%, by the way, in like a 24-ounce can.
You bought all the flavors that you could find, right?
I did.
You're drinking fruit punch. I'm drinking peach. And it doesn't
just
say the word. It says the word flavor.
Flavor.
After.
In case you're
peach
wondering.
Flavor.
That there's
fruit punch flavor, UVA berry flavor,
they're
and
like,
lemonade
hey,
flavor.
Hey, by the way, you're getting flavor, bitch. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Not
just 12% alcohol, but...
Flavor bitch.
Flavor bitch. And also, it was an energy drink at the time, right?
Well, it was at the time. It's not. No. And even then, it wasn't. So,
it says contains alcohol quite large.
To compensate for that, so my co-host also gave her a 5-hour energy little shot right there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right? No.
I'm surprised at how expensive those are, because I see those, like, you know.
Sometimes they're a buck if you got to get the off-brand ones.
Oh, like, I see those as an impulse buy at Walmart. It's like,
oh, they totally
$2.65.
I've seen some fucked up impulse buys, though.
Fuck that, yeah.
Like deviled egg? No.
What? You said deviled eggs as an
impulse buy? I just came from Montreal, which is another story.
That's true. So, we'll get into that, I guess.
So anyway, you know, so he gives her, you know, Four Loko, blah, 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 and one of those little 5-hour
energy
drinks.
Did you say that she's a radio personality?
She is.
Okay.
On KLBJ Radio.
Well, the way he presented the story to me is, this is the story about how a girl broke up with me because I gave her Four Loko.
No. She didn't break up with me.
She got so drunk that you looked so hot. She broke up with you with her boyfriend. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She didn't break up with me.
Because you're so hot, you walk by.
Oh, that's why you're saying this. She broke up because...
Girls be breaking up with their men as you walk by.
Yeah, all the time, because Christian be so hot. So we're doing our show, right? And she's just getting more weight. We're doing sketches. We're doing our show, as I've said.
Maybe you should describe kind of what the show is about.
Well,
it is available on iTunes, y'all, but...
It is.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't get through a whole episode.
Well, there's plenty. But that's fine.
Because I was already like, this guy has a girlfriend, and he's got a punk.
I don't have a girlfriend. Are we going to go there?
I already did. Were you not paying attention at about midnight?
On here? Oh, no, we're not.
Yes.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
you're silly. But no, we had a podcast for many, many years. And most of what we did and do when we do it is we find the strangest stories about human beings doing weird things on the internet.
You did say that, my bad. About 3/4 through this.
Right.
More loco.
Good. Anyway.
Wait. Let's gauge how much I've drank. How good looking am I right now?
You're fucking Venus de Milo, all right?
Okay.
But with arms, okay? This is Emily, all right? Venus de Milo with arms. She's a gorgeous woman.
We did get a comment on the Facebook page one time from someone who had just listened. It was a friend of Frankie's, I think. And he said, is she hot?
This woman is hot. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
It takes 3/4 of a Four Loko, y'all. Okay, continue. Mm. So this radio personality. So you're doing sketches. You're doing the thing. You're giving her 5-hour energy.
We did. Yeah, we did a bit where I played a blind Indian who is an asshole server at a restaurant. And, you know, people had to be nice to me because I'm a blind Indian.
Daughter Feather.
Feather.
Oh, really?
You know,
okay.
Anyway. So I don't want to get into all that shit. But she got wasted, and afterwards she went and hung out with her boyfriend and some other friends, and she called me the next morning, like 9 a.m. I called her and be like, hey, ready for the show? We're doing our show. And she's like, he broke up with me. He said I was a stupid bitch. And it went on like that for a little while. And I felt terrible for her. She's my friend. I love her. They're back together now. I must say.
Yeah, don't worry, guys.
Thank you.
These two people you don't know.
Well, she did.
They're back together. Don't worry.
She had to get sober.
True love prevails.
It can happen.
Yeah. This is coming from two divorced fucks, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
It was a nice show, people. Would you like to carry on to the next topic?
What's the next topic?
What are we going to talk about? What do we plan to... You want to talk about my trip?
Absolutely. So, the 4th of July was spent traveling back from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
This was a trip you planned back when you were with aforementioned girlfriend.
Mm.
Aforementioned Christian Hughes is in a relationship with blank. Because
blank.
This was the trip where you were going to propose
to
her.
I'm so sorry. No, that's... At this point, I'm not going to cry.
How much planning went into this? Obviously planning a trip, but like, you had a ring?
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by what happens to the rings afterwards.
No, it's just fucking pawned the fucking thing.
I
didn't pawn upon. I just returned it.
So it was in that amount of time.
Yeah.
That's nice, I guess. So you got the full value back.
She never knew. She never even knew.
Well, maybe she'll know now. No, she won't.
Well,
just kidding.
No, she won't.
She's not going to listen to the load.
No, she's not going to listen to this. No,
we got 21 listeners, one of which is...
She doesn't listen to podcasts or podcasters.
Mm.
No, I planned this about a year ago. For the 6-year anniversary of myself and my girlfriend at the time, and I was going to propose to her. I'm just repeating what we've said. and things went south several months ago, and we broke up, but I had paid for this fucking thing, and I was adamant. I decided, no, I'm going to Montreal.
Tell me about the impulse to go on OkCupid before you've changed your Facebook status.
I never fucking thought about it. I know this is a problem with you.
I know that this is a problem with you. I've brought it up twice during this podcast.
No, I didn't bring that up.
No, I have.
You have?
Yes, I brought it up twice.
No, the fucking fact is, I never even, like, looked at it. Like, I never even
Are you not a big Facebooker?
I Facebook, right? But I never look at, I never thought to look at that.
But how are your friends and family supposed to know? Because isn't that the
because
way you
I
tell
called, them? Because I know I called them individually.
You call the important people.
And, yes, I do.
Yeah, but then
and
after
the,
that,
rest of the people don't need to fucking know my business.
Well, if you say so.
Well, you know, I don't like picking a megaphone and saying, ladies and gentlemen, this individual means nothing to me anymore.
And yet you'll get on OkCupid. Start messaging bitches.
I fail to see how the similarity.
Maybe my online priorities are different.
Well, maybe they are.
Right. I mean,
and
I
you want me to apologize?
Well, we're on a public forum. Maybe you owe me an apology.
Do I owe you an apology?
No.
I did not mischaracterize myself.
No, however, like, you did become quite the story, because I like to tell stories about people.
Oh, I became a story, did I?
Oh, yeah. I'm like this guy.
Oh, please go on about the story.
Well, I've already said he's an archetype.
I'm an archetype.
You are an archetype, because I find that fascinating.
What's the archetype?
Oh, the guy that pretends like he's single.
But I am single.
You are a fit. I believe you now.
You thought I wasn't.
I did not believe
and
you.
And I understand that.
I did not believe you at the time, because this guy has fucked up priorities where he's not updating his Facebook before jumping straight into OkCupid.
I never thought that Facebook was my highest priority. So that's my
defense.
Or
he's lying. And now the thing is that I get messaged by a lot of swinger guys or polyamorous guys.
Right. That's not
who
me.
Who want me to hook up with him and his wife and his girlfriend. I did get recently a message by a guy who's like, who had messaged me before. He's like, why did we fall off? Why are we talking anymore?
I'm right.
Like, I don't know. What did we say previous to this? He's like, oh yeah, this is the first message I sent you, which included the line, just to be honest, I'm seeing somebody.
Oh.
And I replied, I don't have the energy for another guy who says he'll fuck me but never fall in love with me. So sorry.
That takes some energy.
It takes some energy to fuck a dude?
Well, not for the night, but going forward with a relationship, I guess. I don't know. I've been fucked a dude, so I'm not sure.
Friends with benefits. I'm sorry, but my dance card is full.
Right.
I can't get into that anymore.
Yeah, right.
And so I find it fascinating.
You thought that was my perspective.
Right.
Right. You did. You thought I was... Yeah, I gotcha.
So...
And that's understandable.
Uh-huh.
Because I neglected Facebook. Facebook, I'm sorry I neglected you.
So you guys, we could consider this maybe the unofficial third leg of the filmmakers podcast, because you're kind of a filmmaker, would you say? Maybe in your professional life?
Sure I am.
Okay, you want to tell us about that?
Yes.
How much of your own creative stuff, because you're working for a company, right?
Yes.
And you're doing commercials, is
yes.
that right?
Yes. Stupid fucking commercials. Most of my commercials are done for Canadian car dealerships.
Different ones or all the same?
No, they're all different.
Uh-huh.
Every single one. All of them. They're
How
all different.
How would you say that Canadian car dealerships are different from American ones?
Well,
do they drive on the other side of the road?
No, they pay me. Versus the American ones don't. Other than that, not much. But I have actors, actresses mostly, who come in and we do stupid fucking sets. Like, we do like
Have you ever had to act in one of these?
Yes,
you
I have.
Have?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I have.
Tell
yeah,
me about
yeah,
a role
yeah.
you've played.
Okay. No, I played a goalie.
Okay.
A goalie? Yeah.
Soccer?
No. I'm sorry, not goalie. God, sorry. It's been a while. I mean, the Four Loko. No, a caddy.
Okay.
Caddy is the word, people.
When you're talking about,
golf.
Golf.
Okay. Yes, I play a golf caddy.
A golf
yeah.
caddy.
And with a Scottish accent.
How's your Scottish accent?
Well, it's not great, but it'll pass, I suppose. It depends. I don't know, but it worked. And then I've also played a zombie, okay?
Among other zombies, or you were the only one?
I was the only one. And then the other actress.
Because you are crazy for...
Here's the thing. The person that I work with at this marketing company, and he's based in San Antonio, won't say his name, but he's got the craziest marketing campaigns where he thinks like, you know what, you should be a zombie. I'm like, okay, whatever, you're going to pay me? Sure. And I make these fucking commercials, and I'm a zombie, and I'm a caddy, and I'm a superhero, and we do these things.
Percentage-wise, how many would you say you act in versus just write and direct or cast?
Oh, percentage-wise? Maybe 20%.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I think a crazy character is sometimes okay. I actually heard like a... it was like a Miracle-Gro type commercial as I was driving this morning.
Miracle-Gro.
Something like that. It was some sort of gardening product. And it was the character of Bro Gardener. And I was kind of okay with it.
Who's Bro Gardener? You want to explain Bro Gardener to me?
And so this character comes on and he's like, "Yo, bro, it looks like you had a wicked rager last night." To his friend. And his friend, who's the straight man in this situation, goes, "Yeah, my party's not till next week." The idea being that his lawn looks like shit.
Oh, I see.
And he's
see.
Like, "These are the products you gotta use to get ready, bro." And he unrolls these different products. "You gotta hit it with this bug killer. And then he'll be ready for a wicked rager."
You got the St. Augustine going up tight, yo.
Yeah, and you know what? At first, I thought it was fucking annoying. And then toward the end, I'm like, I'm kind of on board with Bro Gardener.
Well, you know.
Bro Gardner's pretty tight. So
do you think he's hitting his target audience?
Is the target audience me?
Is it?
I don't think it is. I don't garden. It's, do you
right.
garden?
By force, I did. For
by force, you
yeah.
did.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I tried to avoid it.
I've had to take care of some plants. I'm not good with them.
Right.
Green thumb. Yeah, as far as being
that's
left
true,
to keep
fungus.
Items alive.
Right.
Fish, I guess I could do it. Plants, a little less well.
Right.
Kids, that's kind of the priority.
You're doing well with that.
They're
still alive.
3 out of 3.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Good job. Hey, high five.
A bro fist?
Yeah, bro fist even.
Bro fist.
Okay, no high five, but bro fist.
Okay. But yeah, gardening, not so hot with me.
Right.
But... So, I guess this guy in San Antonio who's coming up with wacky characters for you, he's doing okay.
I think he is.
Scottish guy.
Yeah.
Zombie dude.
There's one little problem going on, and this might be a little political. I don't know. I'm just going to say it. But Canada just released, the Parliament just passed a law about spam laws.
Okay.
So, a huge portion of what I do is I fucking send out these emails to tens of thousands of people on these lists. And now all of a sudden, and they buy cars, some of them do, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And now all of a sudden, you have to get special permission to get these people on your lists.
Okay.
So, long story short, I might not be able to do these anymore.
But how much of that of your job does that comprise? You're not able to spam people with emails, but, I mean,
yeah,
you're
30,
also...
30-40% even.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. They're still paying me the same.
Okay. So, you haven't actually told me much about your job. You've told me about being an actor. You've told me about being a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
I've listened to...
I've got a green screen studio. I've got a green screen studio. It'd be great for porn. No one's taking me up on the offer.
How much green screen porn have you seen? I haven't seen any green screen porn.
Actually, I don't think I have either.
Really?
Maybe oh my God.
There's a new market for green
That's
screen
it.
Porn.
That's it. We need to make green screen porn.
Oh my God.
I've got the setup.
Now they're on Planet Hoth.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, this is really good. We could make Star Wars themed green screen porn.
Have you ever seen Zach and Miri?
I haven't
porno?
Seen that, no.
Okay, that's like their it. Idea is a Star Wars themed porn.
Oh.
So
well,
it's kind of mainstream,
okay.
I guess. But green screen porn. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen The Room, the Tommy Wiseau film, comes up on this podcast a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, tune in late in July where my brother and I are going to see a live showing of The Room. The Room. It's going to be called Room versus Room, where we see a showing of The Room and then also play a video game called The Room. Not related. But anyway, so there's a lot of poor green screen work in there.
Right.
They're on a...
I specialize in excellent green screen work.
What kind of green screen work have you done?
Well, I've mentioned a lot of it right there.
What, but, zombies is not... Yep, does
zombies.
Not,
no, well, no, it worked very well.
Well, what was the green screen in there?
Well, there was a fake fucking, like, zombie apocalypse behind us. That's what I did.
How do you depict the zombie apocalypse? Everything's on fire?
Of course everything's on fire. Are you kidding me?
It's the apocalypse,
yes,
yo.
It's the apocalypse. It's all on fire.
Uh-huh.
Of course it is. And I do a few other things, like I'm like, you know, I pretend like, oh, I'm a doctor. I'm going to sell
green
this
green screen thing to,
and green screen the lab
hospital,
behind him, this hospital.
Lab, okay.
Right, yeah. So, yes.
I'm a doctor, and I've come up with the perfect formula for
savings. Exactly right.
Of course.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Are you guys looking for a writer? Because I could come up with some...
You want to join?
Because do I have lots of dumb shit ideas?
That's the question I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's the answer I want to hear.
Yeah, I could come up with some dumb shit ideas.
So, you know, whatever the fuck you guys think about what I do, I've got a corner office, I've got a big window, people leave me the fuck alone.
Now he's bragging, y'all.
And, no, I need to have something to brag about, don't I? I still need to take a key to go to the men's room. But it's not that.
What does the key look like? Is it like one of those...
It's shaped like a penis. What do you want to hear?
No, I'm talking about like when you go to a gas station and they give you the key and it's attached to like a large wooden plank.
You know what's funny?
Because they want to embarrass you so much that you don't steal
it.
Yeah,
no, I got you. So I've got one that's with my own key ring. But when we have our actresses come in, we have the ladies' bathroom key on a hanger.
Like a coat hanger.
Like a coat hanger.
Okay.
And it didn't...
In case they want to like double up...
Okay, so you're getting there. So it didn't take long for one of my good friends, who's an actress where we work, to say, so is this in case I need an abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Okay,
now,
so that felt like
I don't know how much I've talked about my workplace. I've mentioned
right.
that
no,
Fernando and I work together. It's mostly populated by old women who don't really have a sense of humor. And I try so hard to be funny, and I'm at the point where kind of I just shut down and don't say much because it does not get appreciated. And so I work alone on Sundays. There's nobody else there. And if you want to get to the other side of the office where the restrooms are, through the conference room, you take the P key.
Oh, that's what I call it.
The P key.
I call it the P key.
That's so stupid.
Oh,
like,
that's so cute.
It's so funny.
We both call it the P key.
Yeah,
we're having a moment, you guys.
It's in a little envelope labeled P key because mm-hmm. that's how old women think jokes are made.
On an envelope.
Yeah, right. You write the word P-key on an envelope.
And that's how they... That's
because puns?
Just like the great Karnak or the Johnny Carson, right? You have to write it on an envelope. P-key. And the other part of the joke I'm not going to say.
It's like a pun, except it's stupid.
Right.
Yeah. That's
well,
how
no, it's like
works.
A pun.
Because what?
It's stupid.
Because puns are stupid?
Yes.
Sam was telling me about Mrs. Baird's and their commercials. Now, I haven't seen any of these, but he says, like, they all try to employ a pun, but they're not puns in the sense that they're funny or make any sense.
Okay.
He said, like, in the commercial, there will be a soccer mom, and she's like, yeah, I always give my son, you know, a sandwich before we go to soccer practice. And then when we get there, it's like, grain on. Which
are
I
you
guess...
fucking kidding me? It's grain on? I want to slash my wrists.
Because,
it's grain on?
Because grain shares a couple of syllables with the word game. I don't know.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, Emily, by the way.
Now,
because
you know,
I didn't quite have that down.
This is third party. This is from
okay.
Sam.
Okay. So. All right. That's.
And you met Sam today. So.
I did. He was convinced I was going to rape you.
Well, everyone.
The night is young, I guess. That's so true. I get the third degree. I mean, I don't blame these people. I really don't, you know, because I before tonight, I didn't know Emily.
Well, right. This is actually just another step in my ongoing saga of poor judgment. You know, it starts out...
Oh, don't say that yet.
You know, it starts out,
probably.
You just go to dinner with a lazy-eyed guy, and then a little bit later, you go...
Oh, that's somebody else.
Yeah, you don't have a lazy eye, and we didn't go to dinner, so clearly I'm not talking about you.
I'm just...
Yeah, and then next you go to San Antonio and meet a total stranger and go get drunk with them, right? Then a little bit later you go to, and this is the Slappish Show guys, Hector and Zach, love ya. Go to a guy's house who has three roommates, hope you don't get gang raped. And
right.
then now it's like straight to the middle of the woods with a total stranger.
Right, right. How's that working for you?
Hope my dad doesn't listen to this.
I hope he doesn't either.
My dad is so concerned.
He should be.
Well, because I got poor judgment.
Well, I think you're going to be okay this time, but maybe generally.
It's just Russian roulette every time.
I'm going to get I don't smoke, but I'm going to get a drag on her cigarette.
I don't know how much Foley is showing up with the fact that I'm lighting cigarettes, but we are drinking Four Loko, and when you drink, you like to smoke. So
there you go.
Get at it.
There you go.
Now, it's no secret that I will drunk cast a little bit. Little peek behind the scenes, y'all. The Big Lebowski episode. Mm. Oh, God, drunk as a skunk. The Father John episode, clearly drunk as a skunk. And you know what? I feel like I'm, at the very least, enunciating. What do you think?
No, you're doing a great job.
Right?
You're pulling it off.
So hosty. Y'all.
You're fucking hosty.
I am so hosty.
The moment I met you, I said, this chick, hosty as fuck.
Hosty as fuck. So hosty.
She's like. Right.
She's like Terry Gross for the new generation. She is the unladylike.
You got better hair, too.
I should hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
She is the unladylike, vulgar Terry Gross.
Well, that's what we need, I think.
Right.
This is for this generation.
Yeah.
An unladylike.
We're about to change the world right now.
We are. Mm. Terry Gross with more hair and who's smoking.
My hair is pretty fabulous. I don't know.
You've got she's got nice hair, you guys.
Right. I mean, that's kind of how Tycho and I wanted to go out. He didn't want to have his face depicted. Y'all who remember Tycho.
Mm.
But the guy had great hair. So we did have a Lone Holdout logo briefly that had depicted our hair and mics.
Hair and mics?
And glasses. We both wore glasses.
Oh, I got glasses as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
About glasses?
Yes.
I was going to have you talk about branding your podcast, but yeah, talk about your glasses.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah,
I lost a lens when I was in Montreal years ago. Now, shut the fuck up. I've got more than that.
Spectacled people problems. Hashtag glasses people problems.
I lost a lens, right? And I had to go get my old glasses. These fucking things have stuck around for 9 years.
So your prescription hasn't changed? I'm kind of impressed that mine hasn't changed
just
in 2 years.
Just a little bit. But,
how long have you worn glasses?
Since I was 10.
I'm
now 35.
Yeah, I got mine in third grade. So,
okay.
Approximately the same age.
Yeah.
It is kind of nice to have fellowship with a person with glasses.
When I first got the glasses, I felt special. I'm like, oh, I'm part of this club. I've got glasses. I'm in the glasses club.
You didn't feel nerdy. You didn't feel kind of put upon.
I was a nerd. But I wanted to...
In what way? Tell me about your nerdy self. Because this is something else that I say in my ads.
Mm.
That I am attracted to, supportive of,
right.
interested in, people
right.
with nerdy interests. And we're talking like Doctor Who, we're talking video games, talking Star Wars, and all the shit.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you're nerdy.
Oh boy, goodness gracious me. Well, I guess I'm a bit of a comedy nerd.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is such a thing. And I'm a cartoonist, I draw... Okay.
Cool. Yeah. I like to draw also.
I'm bad at sports. That helps
nice
a lot, right?
Me too. I did go bowling today, y'all. I got 2 strikes in a row.
Good for you.
They were not strikes.
Really?
I'm sorry. They were spares in a row.
Well, that's, you know.
The rest of them were gutter balls.
That's good.
I'm always
that's
in the gutter.
Good.
We had lots of gross bowling / nasty jokes. I guess it was, how do you tell the difference between a whore and a bowling ball? My response to that was, you can only fit 3 fingers inside.
Nice.
The actual answer, because this was provided by my brother, was, they're always in the gutter. So
those are both pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
I like the holes, though. That's good.
Bad at sports, that's me all over. I guess if I'm doing things that make me feel uncomfortable, that'll be upcoming episodes, maybe. I go to a sports game and try to sports game with balls and shit.
Is that a verb? Can you sports game?
Can you sports game?
I don't know.
I said go to a sports
How often?
Game.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I'm going to a sports game.
I'm going to sports
Shall
game.
We go sports game now?
Yeah.
I am a sports gaming.
Because I'm a robot. Yeah, now, when I came up in journalism, I guess I work a pseudo-journalism kind of job. It's
right.
print media.
Sure.
I used to, in high school, work for the college newspaper.
Well, of course you did.
Not college, excuse me. The high school newspaper.
Well, even that, yes.
And we were required to go through all the different departments and learn all the different ones. We had to copy edit. We had to do news reporting. We had to do sports reporting.
Mm.
So there was a period of time where I was a sports reporter. I had to take a friend to the games.
Because you didn't know how the games were played.
I didn't know what was happening.
You didn't know. I know.
Specifically basketball. I didn't know it was poor form to, like, wear your team.
Well, that one's not that hard.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my high school was pretty...
And you went to high school
underfunded.
Where?
Underfunded. Westport, Massachusetts.
I was not too far from that the other day.
That's true. You were in Boston.
I was.
And that is where our network is based. Red Cow Media is based out of Boston.
Thanks, Red Cow.
Thanks, Red Cow, for hosting us.
Right.
I love you, Frankie. Okay, mm-hmm. So do you think that needs to get clipped out? He's a married man, you know.
I know. Do we need to give him another shout out? Is there something we need to, you know the rules. That's fine.
Nice.
Yes. Did you like what I just did there?
Did you play sports in high school? Did you ever play an organized sport? You told me that you run.
I do run. That's not organized, though. I run. I run a lot. I run about 12 miles a week.
Okay.
That's you know why?
After girls you're about to rape, right?
Yeah. But they're so fast. They get faster.
I am probably very catchable.
They got fast. No, well, I got you right here, but you distracted me with this podcast. So, no, I started, about 3.5 or so years ago, I felt like I was gaining weight because I was. And
getting a little chunky. He showed me his headshot, you guys. He was getting stuff out of his car. He's like, I've got a tent. I've got some stuff. I've got my headshot.
Are you saying that my face looked fat right now, people?
A little bit.
She's saying my face looked fat in my headshot.
In the sense I said, have you lost weight since?
Well, that means you thought my face looked fat.
Adorable little chubby
oh,
baby
Oh, stop
face.
That. I'm going to pinch your fucking cheek now.
I do have cute little chunky cheeks.
Yeah, she's got cute cheeks. All right.
But he had a cute little baby face. He's sporting some vacation beard right now.
I do.
So
yeah, I've got about a 3-week beard.
He's making him look like a real man.
I was going to get rid of it, but then my my brother's girlfriend said, no, I love it. Keep it. Chicks love that.
That's kind of an Austin aesthetic, too. I mean, the beard.
Well, I think it's a 2014 aesthetic, too.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
So it's a product of his time and location.
Yeah,
so
more or less.
You're fitting in with this beard.
What? I just want to do what's going to fucking work.
Do you have more gray in your hair or in your beard?
In my beard.
Really?
Yeah.
So, do you feel like it's making you look older?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't it? Yes, of course.
Okay.
It does.
You know, and I say this, I've got a little bit of grays. I have.
Where's your gray, Emily?
I have a streak that's starting to develop, here in my bangs.
Okay.
You can't see it in this
no,
light.
No, I can't see it.
We are working only by the light of the laptop right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and got my haircut one time, and this lady says, wow, your grays, they're so nice and soft. They blend in with the rest of your hair.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
she told that to you?
Oh, thank you.
Like, she just assumed, like, you know about your gray?
Right. Well, I don't color my hair.
Right.
I almost never have.
Well, you know what? My mom, she got a huge gray streak down her hair when she was 25, you know? I mean, that's...
I bet it looked fucking amazing.
It did. She had a skunk streak.
She's hoping for just a streak.
Well, she looks amazing now. She's 53 now.
There's a celebrity named Stacey London. She did a TV show called What Not to Wear.
Mm.
And she has just a white streak in her hair. And it's just kind of always been there, like, her whole life. And you know what? It looks so amazing. I would
make it work.
So
people.
Go for that. But I'm too lazy to color my hair.
Nah, you don't need to. You don't need to. I will tell you that there was you're 29.
I am.
Right.
Right.
So when I was 29, which was
tell
not...
me about when we were 29,
yeah,
old man.
Yeah.
We've already said he's 35.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm a fucking old man.
You're not the oldest person we've had on the podcast because I have
nice
my dad on there.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You're not old enough.
So
to
are
my
you
dad.
Telling me? Are you telling me that I'm the second oldest person you've had on this podcast?
It's possible, actually.
Oh, fuck me! Fuck me! Really? God damn, how did I get so fucking old?
We did a brief interview with Fernando's dad, who is in his
I don't need this.
80s, I think. So,
Well, I'm a little bit younger than that.
True.
A little bit.
You were not... what did you major in college?
A few things. I got 3 degrees.
Tell me. Yeah. I'm an English major.
Well,
that explains
why we're doing this, and we're poor.
So, English major is equal to podcasting?
If you had a Venn diagram, there would be a lot of overlap.
I feel the opposite. I feel that you are the person that does the podcast because
Why?
You're a comedian.
Okay.
I feel like every comedian has a podcast.
Yeah. Well, I got a podcast before I was really a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my undergraduate degree in radio, television, film from the University of Texas at Austin.
I keep thinking about going back for that because people listen to this and they're like, oh my God, you're so good at radio. And I'm like,
well, you got a good voice.
I could do it. And
you
then I
could
dream,
do it.
And then I dream about it, but then I don't do anything to further that dream.
Well, the fact is you don't need to fucking spend the money these days.
Right.
So this is fine right here.
True.
You're doing a good job.
Me and my 20 listeners, all of y'all.
Right?
Love
all
you so
y'all.
Much.
We'll get more now because they like
me. I
want
to do a shout out for EJ Massa, friend of the show,
okay.
who said, why did that asshole leave her? She's got perfect diction.
God damn. That was well put.
As if these two things
so
go together.
That was so fucking well put.
I can catch a man with my perfect diction.
She said diction, you guys.
Oh, my God.
She said diction.
Diction.
Yeah, so then I later
RTVF.
On...
RTVF.
No. Well, RTF, that's fine. You can say RTVF. I don't mind.
Well, V would be for video,
was,
I guess.
You know, but that was back in 1999. You want to feel fucking young now?
I do.
Okay, that was 1999. I was 19 years old when I got my first degree.
Congratulations. See, I felt pretty good about the fact that I finished college in 3 years. I peaked early, you guys.
Good for you. Yeah, so did I. We've got that in common.
And I finished my last year with a baby. I had a baby already. So
nice.
3 years with a baby. I peaked early, but and have done a dick all since. So
I know the feeling, dear. I really do. I was there on set for Office Space. I was there on set for Office Space. Yes, I was.
What did you see?
Well, I saw fucking Stephen Root doing his scene. Like, it may stapler. And Gary, so I was there for the whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You were being a PA?
I was being a PA. And I remember...
Are you in any scenes? Like, if we look really hard...
No. You will not see me at all.
Okay.
All I remember is every now and then Mike Judge saying cut, turning around, looking at people... glancing at me for like 1 second, giving a look like, who the fuck are you? And going on.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I had.
Did you ever have to get coffee for Mike Judge?
No.
No? So that's one. 1 degree, RTVF. Continue.
Okay, well...
I'm sorry, we called it RTVF where I went. Well, I went to UNT.
You say where the fuck you went. I met Martin Sheen.
You met Martin Sheen?
I met Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
How... We've been talking about Apocalypse Now,
yes,
like all day.
Yep.
How is it that you're waiting until right now to tell me about meeting Martin?
I wanted to surprise you, Emily.
I'm so surprised.
Well, good. Here's your surprise.
Is that your best celebrity sighting?
Does George W. Bush count?
Oh my God.
I know. I know. She's fanning herself because she's horny. Back in 1995, when I had just finished high school, because I'm fucking old, and I finished early.
You did? At what age?
16.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know it's a little late, but 17 years later, congratulations. That was not good math. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. I appreciate what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez and Martin Sheen were shooting a film in my grandparents' house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what movie is this?
It was called The War at Home.
The War at Home has your grandparents' house in it.
Indeed.
And own a copy of this movie?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Just fucking find it anywhere.
You don't feel personally connected to it?
I do, but just...
Not enough to, like, plunk down a $15 and buy it?
No. That's a long time ago. I was a kid. But, So I actually got to go and, man, I tell you, when they turn your house into a movie studio.
Yeah, what's that like? They
tear up the floors and they put down tarp and they've got cameras and lights everywhere, you know, and all over the backyard. And Kathy, her fucking name? Not Griffin.
Bates.
No, I got it wrong. Kathy Bates.
Really?
Kathy Bates.
Uh-huh.
Was sick in my bedroom with the flu. So I couldn't go in there.
She vomited in your bedroom.
She
Kathy
did.
Bates vomited in my bedroom, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Bates vomited in my bedroom.
It's my claim to fame.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Right. The same place where I probably had wet dreams. She was there. I went there.
Wet dreams about Kathy Bates.
Absolutely. So, you know,
you're
I met Martin
nasty.
Sheen. I am Nancy. So Martin Sheen, by the way, was a total gentleman.
Really? Well, he seems all right.
He was really cool. So I'm like 50. So I think I was 16 by then. And I had a ponytail, long hair. I was fucking cute as fuck.
Well, you were 15, so.
Right. 16.
I mean, you don't need to be bragging at me. I'm not interested in 15-year-old boys.
Well, I'm not that, so whatever.
Nice.
But he was there, you know, and like, hey, how are you, sir? I always respected your work. Mr. Sheen, please.
Mr. Sheen was my father. Call me Mr. Estevez.
Call me Martin. Oh, he didn't say Estevez, but that's good. But he said, call me Martin. And he was so fucking cool.
Clear this up for me. Young Martin Sheen looks more like Emilio Estevez or more like Charlie Sheen?
Emilio.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, I don't agree.
Really? You think he looks more like Charlie Sheen?
So much.
Really?
So much.
I don't... Okay.
All right.
I don't think so.
But I haven't seen The Man in the Flesh. And you have.
I have. The Flesh.
The Flesh.
The Flesh,
he
y'all.
He said, call me Martin.
He said, call me Martin. Mm-hmm. To me, this 16-year-old little punk kid. But the director was actually Emilio.
He was directing the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in it as well, or he was just directing?
No, he was in it too. He played the young son who had just come back from Vietnam, who was trying to get his bearings again.
Uh-huh.
Right. And his dad, of course, was...
This came out, of course, after Apocalypse Now.
This came out in, like, 1996.
Okay.
Right.
Do you think he was trying to capitalize off of Apocalypse Now a little bit, being like...
That's a long time after that, don't you think?
All right. I don't know.
I mean, you know, maybe.
It feels so fresh in my memory, having just watched
it
recently.
And we were talking about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dude is all fucking frazzled. He has no memory of meeting me, and I don't blame him, because he's met a fucking million people.
Because you are just a 15-year-old punk-ass kid with a ponytail.
Well, that would do it.
I don't know that you would stand out in anybody's memory in that situation.
No, but then his sister was played by the chick from, what was it called? The Father of the Bride. I don't remember her name.
The one who's married to the country star.
I don't know.
Fine.
The one with Steve Martin.
Yeah, well, no, I know what Father of the Bride is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember her name.
That was playing on
the
when
too.
When I gave birth to my last daughter, so...
Did that help you?
Help me?
I don't know.
Boy, this makes me feel like spitting out a baby. Look at this father of the bride,
I don't know. Like, you know, I did
Two women are pregnant. I feel twice as likely to give birth right now.
I dated a girl who spit out her baby, vaginally, by the way, when Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was playing. Like, that's what she needed. Sitting on the dock of the bay. And that's what it took to eat her own.
So she's pretty good at childbirth, huh?
I guess. She did it a couple times.
Yeah, me too. Couple times three.
Three times.
Three times.
Three times, baby.
Big three, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, tune in to Howawi to hear about maybe spitting out a fourth baby. Just a little bit of a teaser there.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
I can't believe you're putting that out there.
What, doing a little bit of cross promotion? Is that your best celebrity sighting? Because I think I've gone on record as saying my best celebrity sighting is seeing Sarah Palin's daughter in a parking lot.
Well, let's hear that.
That's about all there is to it. She was driving a black truck. It had a personalized license plate that said Trip, which is her very publicized son. She was pregnant at the time.
So that's weird. So, I'm sorry. Let you finish.
What is weird?
Well, so her son is Trip.
Yes, and her mom's son, at the same time, Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
Trig. Yes.
So Trig and Trip.
Trig and Trip are cousins who were born almost the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that, and then also having been on the Judge John Hodgman podcast, meaning I've spoken to Judge John Hodgman over Skype.
Which, by the way, props.
Nice
props.
Yo.
Talking
to
John Hodgman. That's very cool.
Do I get another bro fist?
Yeah.
Do you want to call it a bro hoof?
It can be a hoof. Okay. I don't know what the hoof, what I'm missing it.
Wow.
Okay.
A bro hoof.
I'm white, guys.
Refers to bronies, the guys who are...
Oh, I'm not a brony.
Well, okay, cool. We did a whole episode about that.
Yeah.
You have listened to my podcast. Thank you so much.
A couple times. I didn't want to listen to too many because I thought she might find it weird.
In what sense?
Well, because I listen to all your podcasts. Let's go camping.
I'm really your biggest fan.
That's sort of the thing I wanted to avoid.
I know things about you.
Like that. And so on.
And so on. So that's your best celebrity sighting? It's pretty good.
Well, I mean, it was George W. Bush, like I said.
Right. But, and how did that come about?
This is a good story, actually.
All right.
I don't know how much longer we're going to go with this. But so it was my 19th birthday. It was 1998.
And your parents are like, he's a huge Republican.
Oh, no, they fucking knew I wasn't a Republican.
Okay.
But I was an intern at the Texas Film Commission. Because I went to school for that, as I probably mentioned earlier. Uh-huh. And anyway, so I worked for those people, and I went to the Office Space thing, and British, blah, blah, blah. I think it was something else, Slipping Down Life maybe was happening around then.
Nobody's ever heard of that.
Yeah, whatever,
it's
fuck
no,
it.
It's That's no fine. Office Space.
No, it's no Office Space.
Uh-huh.
But my 19th birthday.
But you
birthday,
have a lot of flair.
Mm,
so much
of flair.
At
good.
Least 7 pieces of flair.
Must have 7 at least.
Okay.
So my birthday party was held at this place, this apartment complex in East Austin that we call the... Shit. Now I can't remember what it's called.
That's okay.
That's fine. Well, let's just go on with
germane.
It. No, well,
it's
in Metropolis.
Not...
No, it's called Metropolis.
Okay.
And it was, full of this Art Deco shit. Like, just crazy, you know, you seen Beetlejuice? like all this Tim Burton, like weird architecture everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. So okay. I'm there, right? And I'm there with a couple of friends, and there's the son of the mayor of Dallas, who's one of my friends at the time. Don't ask me his name; I can't remember. But he comes around.
Can we refer to it, since we said Jermaine, can we refer to him as Your Majesty?
You want to call him Your Majesty?
So much.
You've been wanting to use that all night long. And so I'm going to allow this.
Thank you. It makes me smile. Your Majesty.
She smiled, guys. So he comes along and he's giving everyone, me, a bunch of other people at his party, a little drop. Can I talk about things that are maybe illicit or...
Like drugs?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. All right. So he comes
around.
We've
already said fuck. I think if anybody's letting
different.
Their little children
fuck's
listen
not illegal.
To this.
All right.
It's not illegal to say fuck?
No, it's not illegal to say fuck. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I was doing like pirate radio this whole time.
Okay. So he comes around and he's giving everyone a little dose of liquid LSD. Okay? And so he gives a little drop in someone's mouth. Blurp, 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 blurp. That's the sound it makes. And then he gets to me and he goes blurp. Sound it makes.
Onto what? Your tongue?
Supposed to be.
Okay.
And then it hit my tooth. And here's what the son of the mayor of Dallas says to me. Whoops, Christian, I'm sorry. That hit your tooth. I have to give you another one.
Okay.
And so he goes...
Because you couldn't just lick it off your tooth and have the same effect? I've never taken LSD.
Well, no, it absorbs anyway into your mucous membranes. It's all there.
Teeth don't have mucous membranes.
Well, I know that, but your mouth does.
You just run your lip over your tooth. Okay.
So anyway, so he's like, I have to give you another one. He goes, blurp, which is a longer thing than I said before.
Yeah, it's not blurp, it's blurp.
Actually, it's more like blurp.
Uh-huh.
Right? So
he wants to make sure you're getting your fair share.
Well, that's exactly right. And God bless him. It was my birthday, and I do appreciate that. And I... started freaking the fuck out.
So it wasn't really George Bush. It was just like a...
No, it was George Bush.
It was just a chair, but you're like...
Well, first it was a chair, and then it was like a cat was reading my mind, and then it was like, I just need to go somewhere and chill out, and I went to somebody's house, and they put on Austin Powers, and I'm like, no, this is the worst thing you could have possibly shown me.
Is that super trippy when you're on LSD? Austin
it was Powers? To me.
Okay.
So I eventually chilled out.
I mean, if we want to talk about illicit things,
yeah,
I've smoked pot.
I'm
going
to finish, and then you talk.
Well, fine.
I'm going to finish, and you talk.
I've smoked pot one time and watched Twin Peaks, and that shit is super trippy.
It is. It's
when
trippy
they're in the
while.
Red room, and you've got a little midget dancing, and I'm a little freaked out.
Yes,
super
I know.
Freak. I mean, he's already talking backwards, and I'm like, are my hands going to respond the way I want them to? The only drugs I've ever done, you guys.
Word to wise. When you're fucked up, don't watch Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. Also, don't meet George W. Bush.
So, a chair, a cat reading your mind.
Yeah.
Watching Austin Powers, and then...
Well, the hours go by, but I've got...
Have you seen Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes.
If I make a reference to, and then...
Well, I remember the movie, but not that well.
And then. What happens?
Okay. So, eventually I get taken home. Meet me. Try to sleep. Can't sleep because crazy. But I've got to go to work the next day. Still high as a freaking Zeppelin, whatever. And then, so I've got to go to the Texas Capitol, the Austin, Texas Capitol, right? Because I'm an intern for the governor because of the Texas Film Commission.
Were you a page boy?
I'm not a page boy.
Oh, my dad was a page boy.
He did
some paging for John Connolly, the guy.
Oh,
who,
did he?
Who was sitting next to JFK when he got shot.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
There's
yeah,
a picture of my dad, like, shaking hands with John Connolly. As a little boy. Like,
wow.
Fucking adorable.
Oh, that's so cool.
Maybe I can find this picture and put it up on our Facebook page.
Oh,
I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. So, anyway, so back to me.
Back to me. Back to the important
shit. Right, no, back to me.
Christian.
Right, that's me. So
he's the man of the hour.
I know that.
The man of the hour
so
and 3 minutes.
So all the interns of the office of the governor are all lined up in this stairwell here in the Capitol and taking our picture. I'm fucking right next to George W. Bush, who was our governor at the time.
Did you vomit on him?
I didn't vomit on him. But we took the picture. Blip. Great. And then afterward, we're supposed to all join him in this other adjoining room.
Do you have this picture?
I do.
Can we put it up on the Facebook page?
We can.
Thank you.
It's at my mom's house.
Okay. Going to your mom's house anytime soon?
I was there just yesterday, but
should have grabbed it.
I know.
Continue.
So we went to this other room, and another room of the place, which is called the Capitol. And then he just sort of droned on about his plans for Texas, because he wasn't even running for president yet. But there are all these fucking assholes, these Republican assholes in suits and ties, who have these
long horns for Bush, always wearing ties and shit.
Right, what's that about?
Assholes.
All these long horns for Bush pins on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's the thing. So we're walking towards that room. I see these assholes. I want nothing to do with it. I feel fucked up. I hang back. And there is this hand on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn to my left. And I see George W. fucking Bush.
Right.
And he says, "Sean, what exactly do you do for me over here?" Not the best George W. Bush, I apologize.
It's all right.
And I say,
"It's a Four Loko filter."
Right. And I say, "I work for the Texas Film Commission." "Well, you look like you belong on the silver screen, Sean."
Wow.
Right.
George Bush told you were handsome.
He did. And I said, "Well, my mom always thought so, Governor." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Always listen to your mother, Sean." And then he kept his hand on my shoulder. And we walked into that adjoining room where all these fucking asshole longhorns for Bush with their ties and their pins on their lapels were there. And he starts talking about his education plan for Texas. And he pulls me aside. And he says, "With my education plan for Texas, everybody can do as well as Christian here and graduate college in 3 years." Which is exactly what I did.
It's true. Me
and
too.
Good for
Wait,
you.
Wait. It's working. I graduated from a Texas school in 3 years. Holy shit. George Bush.
Thank you, George Bush.
He's such a visionary.
So this man, George W., however you feel about him, and you have every right to feel whatever, pulled me aside and I guess made me his temporary...
Prop.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to ask about him is I recently watched an episode of King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, Hank Hill shakes hands with George Bush and is disappointed by his weak fish handshake.
Yeah.
Did you shake hands?
I didn't.
So you don't know. How was the clasp on the shoulder? Was it that at least?
I felt like it was a strong clasp.
If you had shaken his hand, maybe it would have been okay?
You know what?
Because, I mean, you are an expert in this because you've met George Bush.
Right.
And you've worked for Mike Judge.
You know, I got to tell you.
In this situation, you've covered all the bases.
I really...
Can you say whether or not they're bullshitting?
Yeah, man. You know, I think that was an off handshake. I don't think that George W. Bush regularly gives weak handshakes.
Well... And there you have it. We've been debunking some shit.
Yeah.
We've been making dreams come true by eating crow nuts, going camping, drinking Four Loko, with someone who is so handsome, our former president has given him his glowing
review?
Recommendation?
Sure.
Absolutely.
And my mom, too.
Well, your mom says that you're handsome. You got to take it from your mama. So, guys... Christian, you said you've listened to episodes of my podcast.
Indeed.
Do you know the closing line?
Nah.
Nah? So, the closing line is, don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked, people.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Good night.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. I get a real